Hey, what's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
And I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is our review of Joker, guys. A greedy character study of Arthur Fleck, a man disregarded by society, guys. This is written directed by Todd Phillips. Stay tuned, guys. Okay. Hey, what's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, Ikinola Ryan 680.
And I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. I'm so nervous right now. I literally just got done. I couldn't speak my name. I don't know why. This is nerve-wracking to me because it's just, this movie was so intense and so chaotic.
The whole movie messed with your mind.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. I'm off my game. I'm off everything. Let's get right to it, guys. This is our review of Joker, ladies and gentlemen. And this is written and directed by Todd Phillips. And
which, by the way, we're gonna, you know, this first part of this review, we're gonna do non-spoilers. Yes. And then of course towards the end we will get into spoilers, so yes. We will let you know before we get into spoilers.
Yes, most definitely, guys, most definitely. We'll be spoilers will be at the end, and we'll let you know like 10,000 times before we even mention anything. All right, so let's get right to it. Justin, this is a movie that really was anticipating. Yep. I mean, really anticipating of the upscale of what a Joker, because we've never had a Joker movie, so let's go ahead and, you know, shed some light into that. We never had a Joker movie ever. Yep. Not just Joker, and yeah, so we've always had Joker and Batman. Mm-hmm. Joker and Batman, the last, of course, Joker we could think of is Jared Leto, and then before him, of course, was the great Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, now that we actually got a Joker, pathway Joker movie, like this is a true origin story of a Joker. If the Joker was a realistic...
Of a Joker. Yes, it's not Joker. Of the Joker.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is not... I will say it right now. It's not a spoiler whatsoever, but it is not related. It's not coexisted to the comic book whatsoever. It's not.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, no. Yeah. But, you know, just it's a character all on its own, yes. Which, you know, it does question... Could this lead to something? Could it not? Could it just be, exactly. You know, whatever?
Exactly. And here's the thing of it. The morphing that Joaquin Phoenix had to do for this role just felt so...
Yeah, man.
I mean, let's just go out and say, like, Joaquin Phoenix did a phenomenal job as a Joker.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like, since they announced that they were going to do this, you know, people were just like... why are they doing this, you know? Is it gonna be canon? You know, what's gonna go on? What's the story? Is it gonna be a live action Killing Joke? Mm-hmm. That was the main thing going on, and then everybody forgot about that as soon as they said, you know, we're casting Joaquin Phoenix as Joker.
Yeah,
and everybody was just like, okay,
yeah,
I ain't mad.
And it's funny too, because the very scene that's in this movie, I remember when we saw like the hidden footage where he was walking. Everyone's seen that footage.
Yeah,
where
there
he's
was
walking. Yeah, which is in the movie, which I did like, but it wasn't a really iconic scene, so to speak.
Yeah.
It really didn't have any meaning. If it wasn't in the movie, I wouldn't really care about it. But I thought it was gonna be a more stronger impact of it. But it wasn't. That's fine. That's understandable. But when it comes to psychological part of this movie, it's really phenomenal, because you really get a sense into the mind of the Joker, which we have never seen to. Any history of Joker movies in the history of even, I mean, we got a little bit, I mean, not really, I mean, in the Killing Joke, but it wasn't really too much of his mind setting. It was just the mind setting of Batman
they just
and Joker.
Yeah, they pretty much just show
their,
you know,
love
how
for each other.
No, it was the Killing Joke was basically just more of you know, shedding a light to how he became, how he was, and, you know, and that he was a normal person, you know, before all this. So, you know, what we get in the Joker is, which, by the way, hats off to Joaquin Phoenix, because, you know, when all of this was going on, he mentioned how he became this character, you know, studying different, not only different people who had this, you know, who have similar conditions to what Arthur Fleck has, but, you know, just studying in general, just digging deep into the mind, and of course, dangerously doing the same thing that not only Heath Ledger did and Jared Leto and of course Jack Nicholson did, which was, you know, lock themselves up, you know, mentally prepare themselves for this. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy to see how he did, and in all honesty, he did a damn good job.
Yeah. Roll time for this movie is 2 hours and 1 minute, and to be honest, it does not feel like 2 hours.
No.
I mean, it really didn't. And we'll go more in depth on it. I guess it just from the perspective of this movie, you know, going into this, I was just like, you know, already anticipating to be a really good movie and everything. And it really did exceed my expectations for this, because right off the bat, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we did get an opening scene of just, I mean, it was really good. It was, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but it's really damn good. And it's really shows her human emotions in this. Facial expressions is a huge part of this movie. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It is such a huge part of this movie that it really does. Like, I'm just like, man, maybe they should make a, like, just, his facial expressions are phenomenal in this movie. It just seems like he's totally different. I mean, not necessarily different personalities, but.
You can just see that he's just different mentally than everyone else around him.
Exactly. And he's very out of the ordinary, you know, of his surroundings and everything. And it just, I mean, when it comes down to it, though, we see a, I'll say it again, I mean, it's not going to be a spoiler whatsoever, but I just feel like this is a different Gotham, because it is set in Gotham, ladies and gentlemen. And of course it is, and there is no Batman whatsoever. So we're letting you know that there's no Batman whatsoever. But we knew this from the get-go already, and we knew this from the pics, and they announced it too. Thomas Wayne is in here, which is Bruce Wayne's father.
And then we do see from the trailer itself, a young, I was about to say Ben Affleck, a young Bruce Wayne. A young
Bruce Wayne, and we did get that, which we'll talk more in depth on it on our spoilers. Man, so when it comes down to it, though, realistically, this was a Joker that was meant for our world today. Like, if a Joker did exist, this would be it. Like, it was.
So that's what I love about this is, you know, there's several things that, you know, that you take away from this movie. The fact that, you know, this is a character that actually can come to life.
Yes.
You know, just the whole mental illness part and everything that can, you know, that can happen.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, watching the film, there was a couple nods here and there to just, you know, like different comic books or whatever, just like little quotes that I caught on to. Of course, one of my favorite quotes was, you know, not really a quote, but it was just something that Joaquin Phoenix had said, which was, "I'm just having a bad day." And if you go back to The Killing Joke, Joker says, "All it takes is one bad day.
Exactly. You know? Yep. I remember that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, watching this movie, I felt a sort of awkwardness in the beginning, because you're just like, I'm seeing like somebody who's like this and who has this, you know, situation going on with them mentally, and just like, you feel sort of awkwardness, and then like as you go towards more into the movie, you feel more like damn, like this guy is, man, there's so much to say. There really is.
And here's the thing, though, comic book lovers and everything like that, this does not feel like a comic book movie whatsoever. It's one of those things to where, like, it's just, I'll say it again, and I'll probably be saying it over and over again. It didn't feel like Gotham. It felt like we go into an unknown Gotham in this world, and it's very, when I mean unknown, it's just unknown. Like, it's just to a sense to where, like, even the Gotham series that we've got, and we, you know, with Gordon and all that, like, it just, that felt more like Gotham in one episode, in the very first episode, than this did in the whole 2 hours and 1 minute that we got out of this movie. Not to say that it's not, I mean, not to say that it doesn't give it justice, but later on, I just feel like it wasn't too Gotham enough for me, I guess, in a sense.
Okay.
But, I mean,
I can see your point there. And, you know, this will be my argument to counter that.
Okay.
So, I mean, you, from the way that I see it, I see, of course, this is Gotham.
Yes.
But what I see is a city that's just filled with poverty, and there's a separation of poverty and you know, the 1%, and you know, it's that's what I see. And basically,
and I understand it, because it's almost to a sense like, pretty much this is how bad it got before we obviously get Batman and all that. This is how bad it was before Bruce becomes Batman and all that stuff. Spoiler alert, sorry guys, Bruce does become Batman, by the way. Bruce Wayne is Batman, by the way. I don't know if y'all knew that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I get that too, but it just, I don't know, it just wasn't too Gotham for me. I understand both opinion, both perspectives. It didn't ruin the movie for me whatsoever, though. No, hell no, it didn't. No, it did not ruin the movie for me whatsoever. Actually it just, that was the only thing I could really criticize about it. But that's the small little detail that I really didn't care about at the very end, because at the very last scene, we'll talk about in the spoilers, I just want to talk about. But so what do you feel like they needed, Justin, in this movie, man?
Oh, man, dude, honestly, I do not feel like they needed anything. Yeah, honestly,
I'm gonna have to, and to be honest, I think this is the first time ever in Alamo City Movie Talk history that we've had to agree on that. Like, I don't think there's anything I could think of.
Yeah, I mean that, I basically wanted what I wanted to see is what I got. You know, I saw a good take on a Joker from somebody else, which I know we've all been wanting. You know, like, of course, Heath Ledger was possibly one of the greatest Jokers at the time.
Yeah.
And then we get Jared Leto and everyone's like, nobody can be better than Heath Ledger. Nobody can. That started that whole debate, honestly. Yeah, it did.
Okay, yeah.
And then we get Joaquin Phoenix, and which, this is just my personal opinion. I mean, every Joker is different.
Yes, every Joker.
Joker is a different version of the Joker. But it's hard, though,
because you can't really I mean, a lot of people are going to say, which is the better Joker? Well, there hasn't been a Joker that has its own movie. I mean, it's kind of hard to compare this one, because he was the whole runtime, man. Who could say that a Joker was on for 2 hours and 1 minute? I mean, to be honest, who could really say? Because this movie revolves around him.
Yeah, of course.
He's all camera all the time. And that's the thing, though, with Joaquin Phoenix and everything. When it comes down to it, the way that he really projected this character, the way he got he got really into this character, and he really did show what this character can do in a sense of psychological standpoint, and what he can do in the mind. It's all mental, and it's freaking phenomenal, because he really does do amazing job at this. And I will say this, the quote out, it's funny too, because you got that quote out of it. Well, I'm getting another one out of this movie too. Comedy is subjective. I'll say that. And that's a freaking, like, I love that when he said that.
Yeah.
And you'll know what scene I'm talking about, guys. And it's a really good scene. So was this the film that we deserved? I'm gonna say yes.
Yes and no. Reason why I'm saying no is because, and I know I've heard a lot of people say,
I know what you're gonna say.
I've heard a lot of people say this, as we don't need this movie.
Yes.
But I'm glad that we got it.
Yes.
I'm really glad that we got it. Mainly, I mean, if this movie does lead somewhere, and it does kind of like make it seem like this might lead somewhere, then you know, I'm glad we got it, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, Jared Leto left a bad taste in my mouth as far as the Joker. It did. It did. And then you get this redemption, Joaquin Phoenix, which I'm not going to say he's the greatest. I'm going to say that he did just as good as Heath Ledger.
This is the best Joker movie we can get. Yeah, I would say that.
It's the only one. Yeah. But yeah,
this is the best Joker movie ever.
But but like I said, every Joker is different, of course. Yeah. You know, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is the psychopath.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Heath Ledger's Joker is the anarchist.
Yeah, but then again, we never got the true origin story of Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't.
Exactly. In all regards and everything, just to let you know, guys, Movie Talk fans, this does not connect to the DC Cinematic Universe as we know of right now. So maybe that'll change later on. Maybe one of us will find a way to snippet it like they did with BBS. Remember, BBS, the beginning of BBS was, so, but...
I'm pretty sure you will agree with me, and I think we both said it too, that if they do decide to make this, like their foundation for a franchise, then it's a damn good start.
It is, but I feel like they're not going to do that route, because it's
I feel like they're not either.
Dark. I mean, I don't want to say it's a dark movie. It's a very dark movie. But see, here's the thing. We'll talk about it in spoilers. But yeah, so was this the film we deserved? You're going to say, you said yes and no. I'm going to say definitely yes, but I'm going to say also no, because it's not a DC movie, or it's not connected to the DC Cinematic Universe. And it does say based on a DC character, but that's pretty much it. That's all we get. I mean, besides him being the actual Joker, I mean, there's really no DC connection. Mm-hmm. Thomas Wayne, that's it. I mean, yeah. But ratings now. Let's go to ratings, Justin. Okay. What is your rating? 1 out of 10, 10 being the best and 1 being the lowest.
Ooh, man. Ooh.
Honestly,
man.
I'm stuck at a 9.7.
Man,
it's so close to a 10. Maybe I'm gonna go see it again, so maybe it'll get hit a 10 the next time I see it, because I just this is a movie that's really not going to get it out of your mind. I keep, right now, I'm just trying to rerun those scenes over and over again of how he did it and how skinny he got. I mean, God, this guy got skinny. Joaquin Phoenix really did get skinny for this role.
I hadn't seen anybody get that skinny Christian Bale in The Machinist.
Oh, well, no, Dallas Buyers Club, Matthew McConaughey. That he was.
Oh yeah, that too. Me just going back to movies that I've seen recently. But I hadn't seen anybody get that skinny since then.
Yeah.
And you know, like, what was the last movie that we saw Joaquin Phoenix in? Like us personally, just the Brothers Sisters.
Sisters Brothers. But that was that. And then we also got another one. He was actually Jesus.
You know? Of course. Well, he was a little bit skinny there too.
But prior to that,
in the Sisters Brothers, he had a gut and everything like that. So it was like.
But he was good at that too, man. Which is, we came surprised.
The guy's a great actor. Yeah. I mean, you know, like if you went in this movie thinking that he was gonna fail as the Joker, then you know, paint on a clown makeup yourself because you look like a clown.
So I'm going to say, you know, just the pathway to becoming Joker and everything. I loved it so much. It's very iconic. I hope this does become very iconic for everyone out there. Any DC fans out there or any even movie. Cinematography was so on point in this movie. It was truly phenomenal. The camera angles were amazing. I loved it how when he was walking, every time he was walking, the camera was kind of midsection below. And I loved it because just the way it was, it wasn't high because you get to like just. The angle that they were doing the cameras, everything, I really did enjoy it.
I thought it was a beautiful movie, man, dude, honestly.
So, rating, what are you going to give it?
Two reasons. That did it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 10.
Oh, dang. All right. Okay.
Honestly, this will probably be one of my favorite movies ever.
Of the year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of the year. Finally, filming.
You know, like, the whole movie, I did not feel bored. There was certain points to where like I'm like, that's stupid, but then like, you know, it changes and you're like, damn. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So like it just had you at every emotion, you know, uncomfortable, happy, kind of feeling bad,
awkward,
you know, awkward, you know, very awkward. Had you all those.
Yes.
So the two things that did it for me was, of course, and you see it, it's not a spoiler, mm-hmm. In the, at the end of the trailer, you know, we see him getting into the elevator and he just like smiles like he's got that like that was like that right there he was Joker right there and then of course I don't want to say it, I don't know, maybe I should save it for we just get another look at him and the other look that I saw of him, I was just like, dude, like this guy, like he really did it.
I got you. We definitely recommend this movie, no doubt in my mind. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie. Check it out at the theater near you guys because it is truly a work of art in this film. And it just, Todd Phillips really did enjoy this character. But here's the thing, though. A lot of people are going to say this is not a comic book movie.
Of course.
Yeah. And it, to be honest, though, in my opinion, my personal opinion, it doesn't feel like a comic book movie in a sense, because you remember in the comic movies nowadays, we get, you know, all the Avengers, you know, get all the Infinity, you know, it doesn't feel like that way whatsoever. There's no, it's more of a serious tone, more of a dark tone. And it actually feels like I don't want to say like a normal movie, but it feels like a normal movie. I guess if y'all would understand what I'm saying.
Out of Warner Brothers and DC trying to go the dark route in all of their movies. And then, when they finally decide they're going to make a movie that's not canon, it hits it's the hammer on the nail, you know, it does that, man. It's crazy. But you know, hats off to them, man. They actually did good.
Yeah,
they did real good.
Would you buy this movie, man?
Hell yeah,
I'm gonna buy the steelbook for sure. Dude. I'm definitely gonna buy the steelbook. It's gonna be one of my things to do on my to-do list before when it comes out, because man, I already want to buy this movie. This is a movie that, you know, it's been a while since I felt this way where I just want to buy the movie already. And it's truly remarkable when it comes to when you feel that moment of just like, man, I want to own this movie already. I want to own it already. I want to buy it. And it says a lot to you because you don't even buy movies.
Yeah, I don't.
Right? Yeah. I will say this, though. I loved everything about this when it comes to the filming, when it came down to like it just. Like I said, the camera angles were phenomenal. I really did enjoy this movie a lot. a sick, realistic Gotham, I'll say that. Like, it just, it to a sense to where it just
happen, man. Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it felt like in this, I mean, we get a sense of it in the trailers too. It just felt like a purge, like an anarchy and just all this stuff.
It's, quote unquote, the spark of Gotham's madness.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And Arkham Asylum does exist in this world, by the way.
Arkham State Hospital.
Oh, Arkham State Hospital. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not Asylum yet, right?
Not yet.
When all Batman comes, it'll be Asylum.
I don't know. Let's
see. Where all my criminals come.
I mean, hey, who's not to say that the newest The Batman movie, you know, won't be...
You never know.
I don't know.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about spoilers now. All right, guys.
Spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't want to hear spoilers...
Check out other videos.
Yeah, check out other videos. Go somewhere else. Go do something else, because we're about to basically say everything and anything that we want right here.
Yep.
So ready, set,
go. All right, opening scene, guys. So opening scene, Justin, we did get the facial expression right off the bat where he's just like this, and he just...
Which, of course, we do see in the trailers.
That is amazing.
It was, yes.
But even at that, like...
Like, you already see a broken person
right there. But here's the thing, though. In the trailers, he wasn't staring there for like five... It looked like he was staring there for 5 minutes, just like staring and just like...
He was, man.
Just doing it, trying to practice his expression. His laugh, too. His laugh was... Oh, my God. It just... Yeah. The laughter in this movie was really great. Yeah, like he was trying to figure his laugh. It was weird. Like in
a sense, it wasn't even that. You know, like I said, you know, Joaquin Phoenix studied people. There is an actual mental illness that does, you know, make you laugh uncontrollably.
Oh,
and you know, that's why if you ever would, hopefully you never have to, you know, go to a state hospital. There are people that are like, they're laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And that's just something that's wrong in their head.
Yeah.
And you know, for Joaquin Phoenix to actually go and study people like that, like hats off to him, like big time, because he got it.
So it wasn't even him
that's his personal laugh or he's trying to work on it. It's just like that there's just something wrong with him.
Yeah, he's a murderer. Yeah. He really is a murderer. He's a sick son. He should be on Mindhunter season 3, Mindhunter, the Joker. here's the thing though. Thomas Wayne. Okay, Thomas Wayne. Let's get into Thomas Wayne a little bit. I really didn't... He was a douchebag. Like, I didn't like how he was. I really didn't. I mean, we've always gotten the Thomas Wayne to where, like, he was the savior of the city. And in this one, it just felt like everyone was against Arthur Fleck. And here's the thing, though. This is the first time we've ever gotten where everyone... here's the thing, though. Thomas Wayne has always been...
The roles were reversed.
Yeah, Thomas Wayne has always been portrayed, even in Bruce's eyes, a savior and everything, a savior to the city. Even in the Christopher Nolan, he was a savior. He was trying to save the city and trying to get back to the city. While this one, he was just being a prick and just, like,
face. What I saw differently was I saw... a typical politician.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was running for mayor. I was like, what the heck? Thomas Wayne running for mayor?
I saw a typical politician to where, like, seeing it from somebody that's not of the 1%, you see it as, like, you know, this guy, I feel like this guy with a buttload of money is only going to benefit towards, you know, his people.
The rich.
And he's going to basically just get rid of the, you know, everything that, that's, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I saw.
The one thing I'm gonna say though, the clown outfit that he first, you know, that he first gets and everything, it's pretty hilarious. I mean, that clown outfit was kind of weird. It was just like, I was surprised that I was a realistic clown. Like, I'm just like, what? This guy was hired to go and see the children. Like, just he looked beat up and everything. He looked like a hobo or a homeless guy or something. But so the condition disorder, you know, that was really good nod to the, you know, to the writers, directors, and all that stuff, and to the way
I forgot what they call it, but you know, it'll snap to me later on. But,
right. Yeah. I will say this too. I mean, just right off the bat, I mean, we did get. Let's talk about that one scene where actually he's trying to figure out what to do. Like, he's just, he can't take it anymore. Like, he's going to the nerve-wracking scene to where he starts twitching a little bit while he's getting fired. So, like, when he gets fired from the clown, he's just like, you could just tell. Like,
that's an honest reaction.
Again, facial expressions, though. I'm just like, he's just holding, like, it's just, his eyes are getting red. He's twitching. Like, it just.
Yeah.
He's just smiling his life away, and he's just like, and then here's the thing though, then the disorder and everything, he's actually smiling and saying no and like trying to stop him smiling, and it's nerve-wracking. And another thing that I felt was wrong with him when he was doing the comedy stand-up, he was laughing at his own jokes and no one else was laughing with him.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, who's to say if that was actually him actually laughing at him, or yeah. was it just his condition?
Yeah, and then let's go into the the spoiled idea of this was that of him projecting that he had a girlfriend in this scenario. Yeah. That was pretty vivid. It was very surprising. I mean, were you surprised?
Not only of that, but yeah. The idea that he had a perfect mother too, yeah, as well. Exactly. But yeah, going to the quote unquote girlfriend.
I didn't like that. I thought if that would have been true, I would not have liked it.
I got you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was one of the things that, you know, that they put in the movie, and I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they actually, you know, of course, a spoiler.
Spoiled it.
That, you know, it's actually in his head.
Yeah,
you
know? It's all in his head.
And this actually happens to people that do have psychological issues, that they come into contact with a person once, and then they're, like, mentally obsessed with them.
Yes.
So that was, I actually
And he was stalking that. Her. He stalked he her was. For a little bit, yeah.
He was. And it's crazy to think, like okay, we see him go on a date and he's having fun,
yeah, it's just,
and, you know, walking around, yeah, and everything, and then it goes into that transition to where just, yeah, it shows the same thing, but she's not there.
Here's the thing, like, though,
it's crazy.
If that was true, it was gonna be very predictable, because I was like, mm-hmm, oh, what, guess what, the girlfriend's gonna break up with him, he's gonna be all down, he's mm-hmm gonna start killing people now. But no, it took a totally twist and a turn. It was all in his head. Yeah. And I love that so much, because that's when it comes down to realism, that's what comes down to psychological part, that's what comes down to just the mind in trap, like the butterfly effect. It's just like,
okay,
acid contributed. I'm just kidding. Okay. But, you know, in all sense of reality, it just, this was the best damn Joker we can get when it comes to realism, when it comes to our world today. This is the best Joker we can get out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm gonna go back to his mother.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, he had this whole idea of his mother being like the perfect mom. And
exactly. Like that. Yeah.
And then, you know, we get this whole like thing and situation to where, like, she, you know, she's writing Thomas Wayne, and she's like, has Thomas Wayne, you know, sent a letter back? Has he sent a letter back?
Yep.
And then, you know, when they finally read the letter, we start seeing that, like, she's like, you have to see your son, like, we're poor, we're struggling. Mm-hmm. And then we start seeing that, and, like, I'm there watching it, and I even cross my hands, I'm like, son, really? Like, they're really gonna go this route?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it transitions. I keep dropping my phone, sorry. And then it just goes and it transitions into where, like, his mother was crazy too.
Yep.
And even at that, it wasn't his mother.
Yep.
And what I also like too,
trip, yeah,
what I also like too was, I didn't like Arthur Fleck. I didn't like the name. Yeah. And then we see in the actual adoption paper, yep, that he didn't have a name.
He didn't have a name. No name.
That's honestly, that made the movie even better for me.
Yep.
And it took this. They basically, they're like, let's do this stuff because I know it's gonna make people mad.
Yeah.
But then let's change it.
Change it up. Let's change it all up and let's
make and, it great. And so, it, yeah, it made me be like,
and damn. Here's the best thing about this. I mean, to be honest, I mean, just, this is, damn, this is a really good story to tell. This is a really good storytelling. I mean, it has a great direction of the director, Todd Phillips. It really, he really does energetic this franchise, energetic this bad taste of Joker that everyone has of Jared Leto. I really didn't, but the bad taste of Jared Leto, now that it's washed away, Oscar-worthy Joaquin Phoenix. I hope he gets nominated for an Oscar for this
movie. At least nominated, yes.
At least nominated, because he deserves it. He better get nominated, because I'm going to get pissed if he's not. Just because it's a comic book movie, guys, does not mean that she should not get nominated. I mean, it's truly phenomenal. The full realization, the full energetic of Joaquin Phoenix was truly phenomenal. Even when he was killing his friend too, that was amazing scene right there. Like that scene where he's just like laughing it up, and then just,
you know what was funny though, like, yeah, you know, his the dwarf too, yeah, like, and I mean, we get that comic relief where, you know, like the dwarf, like, he tells him, oh, you can go, like, you know, you can leave. And then he's there and he can't reach the boat. And, you know, and then everyone was like, I remember just seeing, like, everyone was just like, aw.
Yeah, yeah.
But I loved how he told him, he goes, you were always nice to me. And then he kisses him on the forehead and then he lets him go. Yeah. He lets him live.
He takes off running, man. Yeah. That's the thing. And so, yeah, that was a great scene. And then we get to the, you know, the scene of Robert De Niro was in here. Actually, I was surprised. I was surprised how big of a role he had in this movie.
Not only that, but yeah. when they first announced that he was going to be in this movie, I was surprised. I'm like, what is he going to do? And yeah. then, of course, we got the trailers and everything like that.
Yep.
And so we go to Robert De Niro's character, and he's basically just a host of like mm-hmm. kind of like a late night comedy yeah. show. And you know, going to the last scene with him and Joaquin mm-hmm. Phoenix together, I loved it.
Yeah.
Because you know he's there and he's like, I want to tell you a joke. And
yeah, exactly. Like that.
And then he tells Robert De Niro's character, you know, you made fun of me.
Yep.
And like you know, you did this and you did that. And then he tells him,
you brought me on just to make fun of me.
Yeah, and then he says that quote about comedy.
Yeah, comedy is subjective. Yeah. Society makes it subjective. Society yeah. makes it to where we can laugh like this. Society makes it to where this is funny. Well, this is not what he goes. I don't remember yeah. everything else.
And I even yeah. love how he explains how he kills those three Wall Street guys.
Yeah, he confesses to it on live television.
He tells him, like, if I kill these three guys, you know, everyone, you know, loses their mind and, you know, and all that. Yeah. But if I were to drop dead on the street, everyone would just walk over me.
Yep. You know? I didn't exist in this world. And here's the thing that I really just stuck out to me. After he shot Robert De Niro, man, like, it just, the world, chaos, man. Yeah. Chaos. Joker chaos. Was just the sense of Joker and Gotham. Yeah. See, I got Joker and Gotham out of that after he shot Robert De Niro. I was just like, Gotham, where's Batman now? Where's Batman? Like, where the hell's Batman at? Like, we need Batman. No. Where's Ben Affleck at?
I also love, too, when he grabs the camera. And
yeah.
Like, and just remember, that's life. Sorry. And then yep. they tackle him. Well, I mean, they show a torch later on.
Yeah.
But it just reminded me yeah. of Heath Ledger's Joker, where he yeah. grabs the camera and everything like yep. that. You know, it's just like that phenomenal. Whole, like, he's announcing it to the world and everything.
Before we go into the very last scene of this movie, or towards the end of the movie, let's go skim back to the middle of it, where he's actually, so at this moment in time, Arthur Fleck, Joaquin Phoenix, thinks that Thomas Wayne's his father.
Yeah.
So he goes, visits Thomas Wayne Manor, and Bruce is out in the gate.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you... Okay, so I was just like, why is he the father? Like, what is... I was thinking in my head, I was just like, don't make this true.
And you know...
Do not make this. This will be an idiotic move for everybody. Everyone will be pissed off.
Yeah. And you know what I was saying in my head, too, because, you know... Penny Fleck, and they mentioned that she used to work there yes. at Wayne Manor. And in my head, I was just like, please don't make her like a girl version of Arthur Pennyworth.
Yeah.
What I was thinking. And then,
she was
like,
the maid that Thomas Wayne was being, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And then we actually see, Alfred, mm-hmm. Alfred there, a young Alfred. Version of Alfred.
Which there, I didn't so. Like. I didn't like that young version of Alfred. It was kind of weak.
He was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and there was not much he can do.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, like, it's just like.
No, apparently not according to the Alfred series that we got on FX. He was, right. he was Secret
well,
Service.
Yeah. Well, his character, yeah. like his character in that moment, there was, yeah. like, you know, there's not really much. There wasn't a story for him.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
So it was just supposed to be like a minor nod, a minor part.
Yep.
But we see all of that, and it's just like...
And he loses his mind into a sense to where he really does go violent in front of Bruce. But here's the thing, though. It just... It didn't... If this would have existed, or, like, how do you start off... Because I know we talk about this, like, again, this is not related to the DC Cinematic Universe. What if this could start the DC Cinematic Universe? How would that lead up with Aquaman 2 and Wonder Woman 2 and Wonder Woman... You know, just how does that correspond, or how does it? I don't think it is whatsoever. I think it's gonna be a standalone DC movie, which I'm okay with. I'm excited for it. But then again, I know people that are gonna be wanting more of this. You know, when Warner Brothers, they're always starting. They want franchises.
Yeah.
Look at the Conjuring universe. They have so many spinoffs of those yeah. movies, the Annabelle, and just they want a franchise. So, in a sense, do you think we'll get a franchise to this movie? Do you think we'll get a sequel to this?
Honestly, it won't be a sequel. Yeah. Honestly, I can see them building something off of this. Like, if they actually want to do it right, you know, the Robert Pattinson's Batman could be a part of this. Because, of course, Robert Pattinson is younger.
Yes.
But
that would make Arthur Fleck a lot older then, because
which honestly it could work because there is an old Joker.
Yes. But I mean, it's just, he's too, I don't know how, I don't think they mentioned his age whatsoever in the movie. So I don't know, but he looks in the, he looks 30, man.
He could be 40.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So, like it takes him like, let's just say 25 or 21 or around there. Like it takes him a while to become Batman. So when he's already, Batman.
There's so many main thing.
It wouldn't make sense mathematically. It wouldn't make sense when it comes to age and everything. So I in all bets aside, though, my personal opinion, I don't think they're going to make a franchise out of this. I think this is a one and done movie, which I'm okay with and I'm happy with, mm-hmm. because I hopefully it's just Joaquin Phoenix did a phenomenal job in it.
Yeah, maybe after you watch everything happen, of course, after
the riot,
after the riots start going on, and then of course the one scene that I was talking about that, mm-hmm. that did it for me, that made me go into a 10, was when he was riding in the cop car.
Yeah,
and he's there just staring and watching everything. He's just smiling. Like that did it right there. I love that look. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then of course, like, we just get the whole riots. You know, they hit the car, the police car.
Yep.
And they take him out and put him on the hood. And then just while everything's going around, everyone's rioting. They're in a
circle, like worshiping him. Yeah. And vigilante, though. Yeah. That's what they call him, a vigilante. That's the thing that astonished me, because
some people see.
Well, then they probably saw him as a hope for the poor. I guess for the poor. And so here's the thing, though. Just, I don't know. Like, I'm just vigilante. Like, he's killing cops and everything. And then, you know, or he killed Wayne employees. Three of them, but to be honest, they were pricks. I mean, they deserved it. They were pricks. Looked like they were gonna do something bad with that woman.
And it was surprising that we got what we got towards the end.
Yeah,
you know, after the riots,
yeah,
we see like everyone's in a panic. We see the theater. Yes, you know, all the rich folks. All the rich folks are squandering around, and then we see it.
The iconic scene that everyone has seen time and time again is when Thomas and Martha Wayne are coming out of the theater.
And it does connect
to it, which I thought was really good.
Yeah.
It was very revealing.
It made sense.
It made sense in that world. So the way that this movie, Todd Phillips and everything, and Warner Brothers, this movie really did make sense on paper and on camera. Mm-hmm. So on point when it came down to it, which I love it because it just... it's so iconic scene, mm-hmm. and now that we got it, there was a person hiding in the corner with a Joker mask, and I was just like,
and then he didn't plan on doing anything, he just happened to see Thomas Wayne.
Exactly. It was so calm, casual,
and he even tells him, he goes Thomas Wayne, this is for everything that you've done
during the riot. Now here's the thing, though, if they would have changed it up, because I thought that's what they were trying to do, like Joker was gonna wake up, he was gonna be right in front of the thing, he's gonna see Thomas Wayne and all them scared.
I'm glad that they kept that separately.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy that they didn't have Joker kill him.
Yeah.
Because that would have kind of ruined it a little bit more. Yeah. I was just like, no, no, no. Yeah. Like, no, don't do that. don't do that. No, no, no. No, that you can say the magic words. No, no, no.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, I love that. Of course, he shoots Thomas Wayne, then he shoots Martha Wayne.
Yes.
And then breaks the pearls. And then we just see that scene where they're just both lying on the ground and you know, Bruce
very
Wayne
bloody.
Is just right there, just like
very bloody,
traumatized.
Yep, a lot of violence in this movie, lot of thriller. I just, man, this movie's really damn good. I hope everyone goes to see this movie. And I mean, is there anything else you want to mention that we're going to talk about full details
You know, like there's so much.
Yeah,
and I know
maybe we'll do another separate.
There's so many quote worthy things that's said in this movie.
I think there's one, I apologize to everyone, I'm probably saying it wrong. There was one where it's like, my life doesn't have a meaning, but maybe my death will or something. Or
my life will never make sense. And sense mean like, you know, like actual like change sense.
Yes, exactly.
Like, but yeah.
Yeah, but my death will or something.
We'll have worth or have worth, meaning or something like that. Something like that.
I apologize on that part. It was just
I gotta see that. I mean, honestly, that's tattoo worthy. and then of course I said it again. I love that whole like, I'm just having a bad day.
Yeah,
you know, I love that. You know,
I love it.
Yeah,
and it's also because you loved a quote. You took a quote out of this. Well, I took another quote out of this.
Yeah,
and another person, moviegoers out there, you're gonna take a quote out of this movie too as well. So be sure to put down your comments of this movie, what you thought of this movie, and just put it down in the comments down below, man. And keep showing us some love, guys. Give us a thumbs up on our review. Yeah, so as always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
And I am Justin at Dose Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans. Thank you for making us a part of your day. And hope you get joked out, guys, because this is a funny comedy show. No, it's not. Have a good one, guys.